Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999, more than 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of many books, including Chuck versus the Business World, including his novels, his, you know, your novels keep leaving here because people want to read them. They come into my office and they find your novels and they take them.
Well, that's good. Pastor Stephen Grant novels.
That's it. Pastor Stephen Grant novels. And so folks, check those out, wherever books are sold. We'll talk about those a little bit more in a little bit. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Today is the second day of a two-day meeting with the Fed. The Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, is meeting. That's the 19 people who get together. 12 of the Fed presidents, bank presidents around the country, five board members, a chairman who's the chairman of the Fed, and then of course the vice chairman. So today they're meeting. And the second of two days, and we know that the quantitative easing is pretty much being diffused, and was it next month it'll be all over?
That is the latest assumption. Yes.
They're
still expanding.
But they've come down a lot, though, right? I mean, they came down from like $85 billion a month in brand new money printed from thin air, put into the banking system. They've gone from 85 every month for how long? 2 years or more, to down to almost nothing now, right?
Well, it's still expanding, and it's just been going on. I mean, this effectively has been going on since late summer 2008.
Yeah, so right.
How long this has been? You know,
trillions of dollars.
Yes, we have
printed
from thin air.
Pumped into the banking system. But Ray, how is it that money has not found its way out to Main Street? Does that surprise you?
That's a key point. And you know, listen, everything surprises me. When you're in completely uncharted territory, which is where we are on Fed policy, we have never seen monetary policy like this in the history of our country, right? In terms of the expansion of the monetary base like this before. So everything's kind of like, wow, look at that, would you?
Yeah.
So we've seen this massive increase in the monetary
It's more like what rednecks, you know, say. They say, hey, y'all, watch this.
Right.
What rednecks say just before somebody dials 911, hey, y'all, watch this.
And we've seen a tremendous increase in bank reserves, which means that a huge portion of this monetary expansion has just been sitting, you know, if you will, in bank vaults or at the Fed. So, however you want to look at it, however you want to phrase it. So that, you know, is arguably, I would say, what has saved us from a very ugly, ugly bout of inflation, at least so far. And the question
so far, is, you know, but it's
right.
Preloaded. We've created an inflationary scenario. It just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to remind people that the Fed has accomplished only one of two things. There's only two possibilities here. The Fed, which was, you know, Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke and even the Obama administration would like to say that this massive expansion in a monetary base has saved our economy. That was part of the brilliance of these people to save our economy. I would argue no. It has accomplished one of two things. Either it's done nothing. Okay, that's the best case scenario,
right?
Because the money is sat in the bank, you know, in reserves, and it's done nothing. So that's the best case scenario. The more likely scenario, which is what I think, is that it has created more negatives on top of all these other negatives that we have in our economy because it has created a tremendous amount of uncertainty. It's not even risk. Risk, there's probabilities, right?
That's right.
Uncertainty is you don't have a clue as to what's going to happen.
That's exactly right.
And that has created a huge problem.
Well, and that money is, I mean, that liability is sitting on our assets, I guess, are sitting on the balance sheet of the Fed, which is not supposed to have a balance sheet.
Yeah, well, there are a whole host of things that the Fed shouldn't be doing.
Yeah,
over the last.
But they're going to have to unwind that. They've got to divest themselves of all that money that they put out, like $3-4 trillion, folks. They've got to divest themselves of that over time. And when they do, those chickens are going to come home to roost on the economy. And what I worry about, Ray, as you do, is that it's going to disproportionately hurt small business owners. More than the corporate America or Wall Street. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a report that SBE Council put out recently. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.